This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started the program today on tariffs. We are going to end the program today on tariffs, specifically what it's like trying to run a business in a tariff economy. Todd Adams is one of the people doing that who we talk to from time to time, so we called him up the other day.
My name's Todd Adams, president of Sanitube, and we are a manufacturer of stainless steel tube valves and fittings for the food industry. And we are headquartered in Lakeland, Florida. We were told that there was a process for an exemption, which we did apply for. And unfortunately, our exemption request was denied based on technicalities related to the tariff code. We've since reapplied. It was kicked back one time. We're still working on it, but you know, we're just at the point where we're debating how much resources do we really want to devote to, you know, this process that seems to be relatively meaningless. Our ongoing business has been strong. We pay the tariff and we've passed it on to the customer, which it seems that, you know, we have not had any pushback on, probably based on the strength of the economy and the fact that the material is needed. We're thankful for that. I can't say that we've shifted any more manufacturing back to the U.S. based on the tariff. There's certainly a very deep sense of uncertainty, not only in, you know, in our company, but throughout the industry. We've been a lot more conservative with how much we've imported at a time. We don't know if what tomorrow might bring. There could be an announcement, just like there was for the 25% Section 232 tariffs. We're also very conservative with the quotes that we are that we're doing for customers. So customers have much less time to make a decision, and they have less certainty in their budgeting. We would be happy with just a final resolution, whatever it may be. We just want to see an end to the uncertainty, an end to the volatility.
Todd Adams, the president of Sanitube out of Lakeland, Florida.